Welcome back, everyone, to what is going to be an all-star show. We had Jim Henderson earlier, and now Archie Manning, who's getting ready for another year at the Manning Passing Academy, June 27th through the 30th, Nicholls State and Thibodaux. How are you doing, my friend?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. We're geared up. Got a week from today, we'll have about 1,400 kids showing up in Thibodaux and a staff of about 140 or 50 coaches. So we're getting ready. We're getting ready.
So is this year 27 or 28?
This is our 28th.
28th year. I saw the video and it said 27, which means
1996.
Right.
And we missed one year. We missed a year with the pandemic. But this is year 28. I believe it's our 18th year at Nicholls State in Thibodaux after 1 year at Tulane and 9 years at Southeast Louisiana in Hammond.
If I had told you in 96 that, hey, you're going to end up having 1,400 kids, 140 to 150 coaches in 2024, what would you have said?
No, I thought we were going to start a little camp. And I thought it would be a regional thing. You know, I knew after the first year it would grow some, and probably kids from throughout the southern states would come. I didn't know we'd have to move. You know, we had to move it after 1 year because we just didn't have enough room at Tulane. But we wanted to keep it in South Louisiana, which we have. I would have never anticipated, especially if you had told me we're going to have kids coming from 47 states and Canada. I'd have said, no way.
Yeah, Archie, you know, I feel like Arch, it seems like he's been there for like half a decade at this point, you know, whether he's back at Newman coming in as a camper or now coming in from Texas. At what point does he just become part of this process where it's you, Peyton, Eli, Cooper, and Arch? Because it just seems like he's been there forever.
Yeah, it's great. You know, the funniest thing, we've been doing this so long, when we... You know, Eli's, 43 years old. When we started this camp, Eli was a camper. He was a sophomore in high school. So he was a camper at least 3 years. I think our first 3 years. So, yeah. So, you know, Arch, just when he was old enough not to be really a camper, he just came and hung around some, he and his brother Hyde, and then he probably fudged a little bit. He was probably doing drills before he got in eighth. We don't allow campers until they get in eighth grade. I think he was doing some things before that. This year is the first year that Peyton's son, Marshall, is officially a camper. Marshall will be an eighth grader in the fall. And he's been to camp many times and kind of been around, here and there. But he's come. I think we got about eight of his buddies from Denver are showing up. And this is the first year he's staying in the dorm and doing the whole camping thing. So we've got everybody in on it. We still got one. He's got a ways to go. Eli's only son, Charlie's just 5 years old. So that's a long way away.
But that, I mean, for you personally, because you have nine grandchildren total, you and Olivia, my favorite. She's my favorite Manning, by the way. Just get that out of the way. You know, it's about these young men, these quarterbacks, and these, you know, the academy, but an opportunity to, you know, Cooper and Peyton and Eli and now Marshall and Arch and everybody together for just a few days. It's got to be, just from a dad standpoint, granddad standpoint, that's got to be cool.
Yeah, that's fun, Mike. It's really fun. I'd like to be able to slow down and enjoy that a little more. We're so busy, though. You know, it just it's rapid fire going from our days and all the practices and the drills and the events and so forth and busy. And I tell people we really should know what we're doing. We've been doing it long enough, but it's always a challenge there. But it's fun to have family. Actually, we even had May Manning last year. May is just finished her third year as a college student at the University of Virginia. But she was working at the camp with the marketing people. She's not going to be – I saw her today. She's headed to New York tomorrow for a summer job, and she's not going to be able to join us this year. She was disappointed. But, yeah, it's fun to have the grandkids there and their friends. And it's been kind of crazy. I talked about Eli. You know, I can remember, you know, the head coach over at South Alabama now is Major Applewhite. And our first year at Tulane in 1985, I remember there was a senior quarterback from Catholic High named Major Applewhite. He was a camper for first year. So that's kind of hard to believe.
Well, that's the same way I felt when you said Eli was 43. So I know from where you speak. I'm curious, and this is kind of an impossible answer, but I want to just who was the best guy that came through, but who was the quarterback or somebody that's come through in your years where you've really just, whether you knew they were going to be good or didn't know they were going to be good, you've enjoyed watching their success. You always kind of, maybe that's the guy you're looking at stat-wise on Sunday or whatever. The guy that just kind of, you know what I mean? You enjoy their success.
Yeah. Now, we didn't always have that many quarterbacks. You know, the first year, I think we had two quarterbacks, and that would be Peyton and and Jake DeLome. So we've grown a little bit with it. We had one receiver that year. That would be Brandon Stokely, who was Jake's receiver. And of course, they were at what was it called?
It was back then. It was USL or ULL. You're not allowed to say that anymore. But it probably would have been USL.
Oh yeah, but we picked it up and we started bringing in, you know, a dozen quarterbacks, and it went to 15 or 20, and now we bring in 40, 45. Oh gosh. You know, I remember sometimes you just get a hit. You know, I go to some pro scouts, and I want to get the top players and not miss any of them. But then I just do favors for people, and somebody will call me and say, would you invite this kid? This kid really wants to come. So I really did it for a coaching friend who said his good friend was the coach of the University of Wyoming. And he said he really wants to send his quarterback down here. Yeah, I said, okay, we did. So I hadn't heard of him before, but he wrote in, big old boy, named Josh Allen. And he kind of got my attention pretty quick. We were doing our event where the quarterbacks go out and throw routes. Kind of we let the people fill the stands and watch. It's kind of an exhibition. And Josh was a big old boy, and it started raining. Well, whenever it rains, usually in Tupelo, lightning's usually with it, so we're accustomed to getting them off the field. So all of a sudden, we got them off the field because it's pouring down rain, and this big old strapping kid from Wyoming says, Mr. Manning, it's not lightning. He said, let's go. And what are we doing in here? And I looked, I checked the weather. Well, he was right. It wasn't lightning, so we went. And we did our kind of did it in the rain, and I've never seen anybody throw a wet football like Josh Allen. it was like an exhibition that he put on throwing a heavy wet football. And I should have known right then that great things to come. But it's we've had so many situations like that. You know, Mike, that's the first question. A lot of the quarterbacks, when I gather them next Thursday night, and they gather, one of the first questions they'll ask me is, "Who threw it the best? Who had the best arm? Who had the best arm?" And that's kind of hard to say. It's hard to say. We've had some good ones. I usually fall back on Matthew Stafford. Matthew was pretty impressive on the arm strength and throwing it out there. He's pretty good. He's still pretty good.
Yeah. You know, Archie, one of the things that I find is so uniquely interesting about the Manning Passing Academy is that obviously it's a it's a camp for the young kids to learn how to be a quarterback. But then, like, the counselors themselves, it's almost like a camp for the counselors to kind of grow in the stage of quarterbacking that they are in. Whether, you know, obviously Spencer Rattler was there. I want to say, I think I saw something that was like, there was five Manning Passing Academy alums in the Super Bowl this past year, both, you know, both starting quarterbacks, like the backups, everybody. I guess when you're meeting with the counselors and when you get the counselors in a group and you have all of these high level college quarterbacks, what are some of the things you're trying to send them away with? Like, what are you trying to impart on these top end college quarterbacks?
These guys are celebrities and they get a lot of attention at the camp, but we always recognize this, and we kind of need to remind people sometimes. The camp is really for high school quarterbacks,
right,
and receivers. That's who it's for. That's who it's for. And we feel real strongly if a young man chooses to play high school football, we think he should have a good experience, and we want to enhance that experience. And that's what we try to do. That's what we try to do. We try to put these quarterbacks and these high school quarterbacks, receivers, eighth graders through 12th graders, through drills and practices and 7-on-7 games and sometimes in a meeting, and just to get better. We're trying to turn them into college players. We're not trying to turn them into pro players. We're just trying to enhance that high school experience, and that's kind of where these college quarterbacks now. Yeah, they get a lot of the attention, and they work out, and Peyton and Eli spend time with them, and they have meetings that work out. But primarily, those college quarterbacks are coaching our campus. They're coaching these high school quarterbacks. And it that's a fun thing. You know, you just can't believe the response we get on our website from parents and so forth when their child gets home talking about the good time they had with Dak Prescott, or the good experience that they had with Patrick Mahomes, or that it's funny now, guys, when I'll call up a college quarterback and invite him to come as a counselor, and we don't track our campers. I don't want anything to do with recruiting, so we don't track them. But I'll call up a young man like a quarterback at Florida and invite him to camp. He said, "Well, Mr. Madden, I was a camper." And I kind of sometimes say, "Yeah, I knew that," which I really did, because we don't track them. And he said, "By the way, my main counselor was Dak Prescott," or somebody the other day said, "Yeah, I came to camp and my main counselor was Matt Barkley." I mean, when's the last time you heard that name, Matt Barkley?
Well, Major Applewhite. I mean, good God.
Yeah.
What is Cup's role? What is Cup handling at camp?
Cooper?
Yeah, Cup.
Well, you know, we kind of think every camp should have a clown. They should be a clown. And no, Cooper wears a lot of hats. One of the great events we have different things at night. We play 7-on-7 at night, but then we have a series of lecture series or somebody to speak. So, but on Saturday night, we let Cooper take 10 college quarterbacks, and they go into, we used to do an auditorium, but it was we do it in the stadium now. They go into the stadium, and the campers can ask them questions. It's a Q&A with Cooper and 10 college quarterbacks. And the kids can stand up and ask a question. And all I can say about that session is, don't ask a stupid question. Cooper will take you out. But it's a fun thing. We have to coach Cooper up a little bit, make sure he keeps it proper and everything, because these kids will, like I said, they do report into their parents. So social media is we have to be careful with that. But it's a fun night. They have a lot of fun.
Well, it's been a treat. You know, we had Jim earlier. Jim said he's doing well and to give you his best, and that he's on his way to New York tomorrow. So we're used to that trip.
I'm glad you have him on. You know, he needs some attention these days. You know, he's always, everybody made such a big deal out of him forever, and so now that and I'm glad he's doing good. I checked on him with his little setback with his health. I'm glad to hear he's doing good. What a good guy. We had some good times, Hoss, man. We had some good times.
We did, my friend. That's the only Archie Manning I can do is Hoss man. Hey, Hoss man. Hoss man. That's the only impersonation that you got. Hoss man. What are we gonna do, Hoss man? But we did. We had some great times, and man, just continued success. My best to Olivia, the family, 9 grandchildren. Good gosh, that's fantastic. In year 28. Just keep it going. So good to talk to you. Happy belated birthday, and have a great camp.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Great day with you.
You bet.
Take care, pal.
Thanks, Archie. Man, Hoss man. What's up, Hoss man? That's all he said. We used to have Archie on. He was on 4th Down and 4, and he would come down, and he would be the analyst. And he'd always have to battle because in the daytime, the Saints were on at noon, and Peyton was on at noon, right? And he was always kind of watching both. He goes, all right, Hoss man, you ready? And he was just, what you see is what you get, all class. And that's from top to bottom, Olivia, all the way down to, I don't know Arch, but I can pretty much guarantee what you got.
You know, it's funny, when we did the 100th anniversary, I talked to Cooper, I need to call him Cooper. But, you know, it's funny, he talked, you know, every camp needs a clown, whatever. He was talking about how he would host shows on WDL for a short period of time, and he had Archie on at one point, and he was saying, hey, he would just, like, pull pranks on him, and, like, at one point, he's like, Dad, you have to keep a shirt on in here. You can't take your shirt off. It's just because it's the radio. It was just funny, because, like, you can like, I feel like that's, you know.
That's who
art,
he is.
Art imitates life there, to some extent.
You do not know what is coming. great family, great time, great talking to Archie.